and welcome back. We are here in Dubai, and I have an incredible guest for you to meet, which you will meet shortly. This week, we're going to be talking all about the impact of tech on the future of beauty. And technology is impacting every industry. Beauty is certainly no different. Consumers are looking for customized experiences and products tailored specifically for them. And leaders in the industry must look at ways of increasing the portfolio value through both traditional and emerging channels. I have one of those leaders right next to me, Jue Wang, who is global CEO of Moroccan Oil. Most recently before that, she was president of Elizabeth Arden, and in 2015, she was named as the Stevie Award winner for Female Executive of the Year. She has a ton of other rewards, which you can read about on the links after the article. But outside of that, one of the other things that I love about Jue is, as many of my guests, she has an unconventional background, which I find fascinating. So she actually was, her career before this, she came from commodities trading, where she was leading a $2.5 billion trading portfolio. So how do you go from being a, Jue, how do you go from being a Forex trader to leading a global organization in beauty? Can you tell me a little bit about your career path?
Yes, I think, you know, ultimately what it is still managing a business. You know, whether you're managing sort of like a startup, an emerging brand or an established brand, or then running a commodities portfolio, it's all about the discipline, the structure, and being very data driven, but at the same time understanding that there are people behind every one of those businesses. So I really have translated what I've learned, not necessarily by the industry that I was in or I am in, but rather by the fact that, you know, what is the common stakes in all of those industries.
I love that. So it's interesting. So as you all know, I'm definitely a financial service background. We talk about the impact and importance of data all the time, and data really being that key asset and differentiator in the market. So it's so interesting to see that going across industry. So now with your role of Moroccan Oil, can you tell me a little bit more about what makes the brand unique in the market and what that customer experience is like?
Right, as we were, you know, talking off camera, what really is exciting about Moroccan Oil is that even if you're not a user, the scent itself is very self-identifying. As soon as you smell that, you understand what it is. And more importantly, the scent is not a fragrance, but it's actually a combination of a lot of proprietary trade secret ingredients that really gives it that unique smell. Obviously, it doesn't hurt that the products also deliver real results.
Yeah, absolutely. So as a Moroccan Oil user myself, when I saw that Jue was on the agenda here, I said, I have to speak with this woman because it's a product that I love very much. And to your point, the scent is something that stays with you no matter where you go. And it's a great hair mask for me. So when you think about how the beauty industry is changing and we're sitting here and looking at the future of the space, what role does artificial intelligence and artificial reality play specifically within the beauty sector, and then how do you see that evolving over time?
Right, and that's a really great question, because primarily if you think what's happening, everyone is talking about customer experience. In fact, customer experience is going to be that new unit measure, you know, of success for modern shopping. And in order for you to really give the customer the experience that they want, from the background and the expertise that the brand has or the retailer has, you really need artificial intelligence to really comb through all the data that you have. And once you are able to do that, then really you are letting the customer have something that they may not even think they need or want until you deliver it up to them and they are like, where have you been all my life?
Yeah, absolutely. You hear that the analogy all the time with cars. I think they said that Thomas Edison, if you asked people who had horses what they wanted cars, they would say, well, they want faster horses.
That's right.
So it makes a ton of sense. Anything else, you know, from your journey and your experience that you want to share with the audience?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that I find fascinating, you know, in the retail space and the brand space is that usually consumers will say, you know, in the past, let the brand, let the retailer really curate for me what I think, you know, I need. Today, retailers and brands are looking towards the customer for inspiration. They are the ones driving a lot of the productivity and the innovation pipeline. And I think it really is a great marriage of the two. And I think the more we kind of interface with each other, instead of looking at it as a hierarchy, but really as a base and a platform, I think we all win.
Yeah, 100%. I love that. So for all of you, if you want to hear more about Jue's story, her career path, and then the Moroccan Oil beginning and the future, please go ahead and click the link below. And as always, don't forget to subscribe. Until next week, thank you so much,
Jue. Thank you very much.
Signing off.
Bye.